Blog Talk Radio.
Wrong, so make it right. Blame it on the black man. Blame it on the white man. Wrong, so make it right. Wrong, so make it right.
Bring it back to terminology.
Wrong, so make it right. Blame it on the black man. Blame it on the white man.
Terminology. Coming up with no passion. Most coaches is acting. Technology distraction. We violated day trapping. I can never let no other human being become my master. Talk like a man. Walk like a man. How many blacks have to die for what folks to understand? I get it. They want to take us back and segregate boys and men. They say it. You resisted arrest the boys and blew our boys in hand. I'm working with the sheriff. Said we both is voicing it. All life should matter. God, they beat you dead in Photoshop, and then the cop is getting off suspended. They should revoke every license, but then they got a job, and we remain silent. We're praying, they fight, our cultures are divided. I'm observing the United States, and I decided. At least I'm happy that people starting to come together. We need a bigger man, Japan don't last forever.
Wrongs don't make it right. Blame it on the black man. Blame it on the white man.
Different levels to society.
Wrongs don't make it right. No, wrongs don't make it right.
Bring us back to terminology.
I'm not Biggie. It's not all a dream. I'm March Killing, 2017. In his car asleep, he committed no crime. Taser, dead, he was shot five times. You with PC, what are y'all doing? It's in cold blood, you murdered Luke Stewart. Family cries for justice, mom does too. Black Lives Matter, bought in BMA, true. City of Houston, cop still has a job. Pray to God, creator make it stop. Now in July, black man gets a beat. UFC, MMA, out in the streets. And brother Richard Hubbard the third, beaten by a cop he didn't deserve. His girl arrested, begging for his life. Guess he's lucky, huh? He ain't died.
On leave after this video of a violent struggle with a man they arrested today surfaced. Tonight, that video is being reviewed. Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining us. I'm Tracy Carlin. The cell phone video shows a police officer repeatedly punching a man. Police told us he was resisting arrest after a traffic stop. News 5's Paul Kiska has been looking into this story all day and is live tonight at the Euclid Police Department. Hi, Paul.
Well, hello, Tracy. Now, after reviewing this violent struggle that was caught on cell phone video, community activists are speaking out tonight.
Oh my God.
This cell phone video shared on social media was recorded on East 228th Street, just south of Lakeshore Boulevard, this morning. The video starts where 25-year-old Richard Hubbard III from Cleveland is lying on the ground on his back. A Euclid police officer.
And, of course, welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 32. And for those who wish to send in any material or anything like that, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. You could Facebook Joseph Motley JR period or Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com. There's also that 646-478-0944. Phone number for those who are at least listening to us live on blogtalkradio.com. Feel free to use that number. You could also YouTube Joseph P. Motley Jr. or Joseph Motley Jr. I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can just stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can call back because you all make the show, not myself. I'm looking at two numbers, a 216400 and a 702 area code 609. Before I go there, I had to start off with that single, Two Wrongs Don't Make a Right, for the simple fact that there are a lot of things going on in, I will say, the city of Euclid. As a matter of fact, some of the things that are happening that I want to make sure that people know about or have at least heard about, good or bad, like I said, that Cleveland's Most Hated Artist, it happened to have had that particular song on there. And the reason why it was because it was really dealing with a deep subject, as the Euclid police officer, I believe the name Amiat, which should ring a bell, that particular police officer who had had other problems as well. That's the one thing I need to say. He's had other problems. This is not just the first time that that gentleman, that officer, whatever you want to say, that was not the first incident when it was Richard Hubbard III, who was beat down MMA style. Well, finally, I'm very thankful because for people who might not have heard, they went on and decided to charge that particular officer. And while we all wait to see what might happen on the grounds of assault, people do need to know that in the city of Euclid, they didn't learn their lesson. For those who might have heard, I believe probably WERU 1490 AM earlier tonight, there was a young lady who came to my attention. She had reached out to Black on Black Crime Incorporated for help by the name of Sheila Reese. Problems with landlord, property owner, and a tenant. Now she's of color, whether people want to say Black, African, African-American, whatever you feel. But she was going against people who were non-Black, all right? So police officers show up because the downstairs neighbor said, hey, she threatened to kill me and my entire family. Shoot. Now, I don't know a whole lot. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a practicing attorney. But due to procedure, if I'm arguing with Joe Blow and I call the police and say, Joe Blow threatened to shoot me, they're supposed to go to Joe Blow's house, check it out. Joe Blow doesn't have a weapon or produce a weapon or what have you. The officers will look at you, tell both sides, don't let us have to come out here because everybody's getting charged. They might write something up and say, you better first person to go down and file on the other person so you can have a hearing. They are not supposed to just take you in if there's no proof of a weapon. It's just that simple. But in the city of Euclid, the arresting officers, because they arrested the young lady on a hearsay charge, didn't find a gun, but they arrested her, took her out in a nightgown. No underwear, bra, panties, barefoot. Last, I believe, Wednesday evening to Thursday, she was detained, ended up going to court, and told not to, you know, return back to what have you until they figure out something in a further court date. But the reason I say that is I find it very interesting because you would think they would have learned because it was a freaking Euclid Police Department that arrested a woman and didn't even allow her to put a towel around herself. She was exposed a few months ago. That is probably why Dr. Richard Montgomery is going to be able to, who was endorsed by this program, win the seat as mayor in the city of Euclid, because for some reason, they just don't want to learn a mother something thing. I'm going to go to my phone callers and see what's on their mind. 216-400, how are you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And as I was telling the young lady, be thankful that it happened the way It did, because now she will be getting help from different ones. And they already have asked her to go on the radio, which she has spoken about what happened to her. Because I know that was embarrassing, and it would have been embarrassing for me. But I've told her, get out of there, because those people are Caucasian, and she's black. And you know who the courts will go with, wrong or right. Most of the time, they can be wrong, and they still gonna make it right. So there you go. And now on a better note, thanks to everyone who came to our picnic yesterday, our annual picnic, and along with all of those people that helped to make it a wonderful time. And we're just so thankful. And thankful to you and to Dee. Thankful because you all helped to make the day. Thanks again. And keep up the good work, because had it not been for you, Sheila would have been left out in the open and so forth, like she said. You were the only one that really stuck with her. And so I'm thankful, and she's very grateful. So have a good evening, sir, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. And people ask, why do you do it? I mean, let's face it. There are times when I would much rather be at work, and you have to call off and say, get to the money in just a little while. Let me get it on my own time. Can you schedule for me to come in this evening, or I have to wait and work on a different project? For the simple fact, when you see such injustice and you know you can handle it, if I'm sitting back waiting for everybody else to handle it, boy, oh boy, I wonder what they'll do when I get in trouble. As a matter of fact, Sheila Reese, her court hearing will be August the 22nd, this coming Thursday, 9:30 a.m. in Euclid Municipal Court. And I thank the others who got involved, from Larry H. Gardner, Sandra McDonald, Pastor Phillips, Dr. Montgomery, mayoral candidate in Euclid. Thank you all very much. I also need to at least let some folks know some things that are happening, because if I don't, I won't get into it. This is very interesting. Our very own brother to brother, DJ Ellery, both present, if I'm looking at this right, Joe Lil's video release party is happening on Sunday, August the 25th, 2019, from 4 to 8 p.m. $20 cover at Cavante's Restaurant and Lounge, which is at 691 Richmond Road, Richmond Mall, Richmond Heights, Ohio, 44143. DJ Ellery, it'll be red carpet. Host Sam Long, doors open at 3 p.m. And Joe Lil live in concert singing favorite songs. And that is what's going on. If you need any other information, you can look up for Brothers to Brother, or just look up for Joe Lil the Third. That is coming up. I also want to thank those people who have at least come through, gotten a chance to be involved with some of the events that have happened. One thing in particular that I think I should touch upon right now is that, it'll take me getting it out of the way too, is that please join us for the 50-year anniversary celebration for students, faculty, and staff of the Cleveland State University Black Studies Department, which will be October 12, 2019, 6 p.m., CSU Black Studies Program, Student Center Ballroom, Greater Cleveland Community and Alumni. So that is another thing that is happening. I probably should tell people, since I've gotten those two things out of the way, that there's a fun time announcement, another one. I'll let people know there are things that's happening, so you can at least know that BidWIS Tournament, Black on Black Crime, Inc., annual fundraiser for 2019. First BidWIS jackpot is $200, October the 11th, 2019, which is a Friday. Time, 8 p.m. until at the Black on Black Crime, Inc. headquarters, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. 40 teams participation, 10 It's a $10 discount, though, if registered at least 5 days before the tournament. Registration starts at 7 p.m. The deadline is 8:15 p.m. The team must be seated. That's it. Registration is $35 per team. Early bird registration fee is $25. The rules is a three-game elimination. First team makes 7 bids, wins game. Fish Fry is also sponsored by First Ladies Dynasty. Contact numbers are 216-702-1207, 216-990-0679, 216-253-4070, 216-392-5718. So wait a minute, 392-5778 is that number. And then the last one is 216-804-7462. Don't call that last number until after the radio program, just because. Now let's see who has been on so patiently from the 702. How you doing out there?
I'm doing just fine. Hello, there, Sheriff. Yeah, can you hear me, brother?
Yes, I can. Talk to me, sir.
Well, I'm just listening in right now, man. Looks like you got a lot going on. it's too bad I'm a working man right now, so I'm doing my thing, but you know, I'll definitely keep my ear to the wall on what's going on in the city because you're all on top of it. And as usual, if you have any questions for me, feel free to ask me.
One of the things I will ask you is, what's a major priority in this city that you feel people may be sleeping on?
I will say between the immense poverty that I've seen, as well as the widespread police brutality, especially between East Cleveland and Euclid, those are the two things that I've seen, that I've observed with my own eyes, that needs the most attention. That I can answer effectively.
I appreciate that. And at least one thing I know, you have helped work on some of those things, and we appreciate you for doing that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's not a problem. I just want to go ahead and put it out there. Please send prayers to my mother, Brenda M. Carter, who was taken to South Point Hospital on Friday for respiratory problems, stricken with pneumonia. She's slowly recovering from that. I just wanted to go ahead and put that out there. And I would appreciate it if the listeners out there would send prayers my way in a speedy recovery for my mother.
You put it out there, and I know the listeners will. I'll be one of them, and I know of a couple other people on the phone lines who definitely would do the same thing.
Well, thank you very much, and you all have a good night.
That's no problem. You do the same, for real, and that's one thing I can say. That type of request is a very easy thing to do for the simple fact people had to do it for all of us. So with that being said, I am going to at least do something. I'd be remiss if I had that, because I didn't do it yet. A top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, you can Facebook Back to the Knowledge Part 2. It's a BWE event. Number 9, you could also Facebook the Saturday Night Ticket 2-Year Anniversary Party. Number 8, of course, Brother Joe Lil, the event that we spoke about a little bit earlier. Number 7, you can Facebook the Headlines Radio Birthday Blast, which will happen this coming Saturday from 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Number 6, you can Facebook the Stop and Heal Victims of Brutality and Domestic Violence Facebook page, or the Facebook of Power Women Speaks Out Against Police Brutality and Violence, which will happen from 11 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Tower City, Downtown Prospect Entrance. And then by 2 to 2:30 p.m., they will come out to 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110, for dinner and a program with the Power Women Group. Number five, you can Facebook video shoot for my album, Faith Without Doubt. That was done last Saturday at Food Town. The artist was a brother by the name of Weatherspoon. He has a very uplifted video which was shot. He had another video which was already shot and done, which was about him graduating from Cleveland State. And so this one, it's good that he has a follow-up video. Number four, you could Facebook Eddie Backus Senior Quintet and special guest. That was at Nighttown last Saturday. Number three, the Umoja Festival, Marcus Garvey, East 88th Street. That was St. Clair last Saturday. Rain didn't really put a damper on nothing. Number two, Facebook Hip Hop Remix 46 Years in the Making. More on that in just a little while, because there were a lot of things involved with it. Number one, the biggest jump was Domestic Violence Walk, which was last Saturday. More on that in just a little while. That particular program, let's be real about it, you've seen, heard a lot about it. I remember about a month ago when Angela Davis noticed her birthday was coming up, and Angela Y. Davis, I should say, from Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, she sat there at the meeting and said, "We got to do something on that day." It's like, "What?" And she said, "I know." She had formulated it, and by next week she said, "We need to do a march or something for women to empower them." Then she decided upon Domestic Violence. By the following week, she had enlisted in Dolores Gray from Brickhouse Wellness, Queens Court Radio, and then she reached out the next day afterwards and got Laura Cowan involved. So that's how that happened the past week. And with that being said, I am going to let people know before I go to the next phone caller that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe, East 152nd St. Clair intersection, and Euclid Avenue, number 1, number 37, number 20, bus do pass by, 216-682. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Joe Jones, Father's Lives Matter founder. I'm also a member of Black on Black Crime. And one other announcement that I'd like to make is Fair Treatment Reform Reentry. I'll say one more time. Fair Treatment Reform Reentry has just named the founder of Father's Lives Matter, Joe Jones, as their public relations coordinator. As a matter of fact, we have an event coming up September the 13th at 11 a.m. for the Fair Treatment of Prisoners at 1200 Ontario. It will be ran by, FTRR, and Father's Lives Matter will be supporting it. We're inviting everybody out to come down and join us. We're trying to get justice for all the prisoners that are being tortured in the jail down there. We're trying to get, Department of Justice to take it over. And I know they're in Columbus now trying to pass some bills and some new laws. Again, that's Fair Treatment Reform Reentry with Father's Lives Matter, 1200 Ontario, September 13th, 11 a.m.
Beautiful.
I just want to thank everybody out there.
Stay busy.
Yeah, that's I'm a member of several groups, and I'm very proud of it. And that's what we need to do. We got to keep the wheels grinding, man. We got to keep fighting the injustices, slow it down a little bit. We actually almost had a lady put in that same jail for feeding cats. I mean, that's the kind of insanity that's going on at that Calgary County Jail. So we gotta slow this down a little bit. This is a moving freight train out of control, and it's got corruption written all over it.
It does, and I appreciate you. And how can people become a part of your movement?
Facebook and Twitter, Father's Lives Matter. Look us up. If my phone ever shuts off, 216-682-8341. Also, you can look up Fair Treatment Reform Reentry. I am the public relations coordinator. You can find me on there. And you can also find me through Black on Black Crime as well. I'm going to be starting going back to the meetings on Wednesday. So I'm all over the internet. If you need anything, we're here to help.
Hey, thanks again. It's always good talking to you. Please feel free to hold a line. and we should have something else interesting coming for you.
Sounds good.
Hey, no problem at all. When I get to feeling this way, I'm all right, because already I see the phone lines are filled, so what I should do is probably go to 216-209, and then this 678 area code. That one concerns me because it might be a bill collector, but I'm going to 216-209 first. 216-209,
hey,
how you doing?
I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey.
What's going on
with me? Oh, okay. I just wanted to be sure that everybody can hear me, because my background is a little foggy. But,
gotcha.
Oh, man, Black Odyssey got a lot of things going on right now that's in the works through other videos. One, we finished the video, but I'm not sure if this one's going to be on our networks, so I'm not going to release the name of it. But, Al, I'll send you a link to that one so you can just take a sneak peek to it. After the show is over, I'll send you a link to that. We got a couple more coming up by Fresh West. Got another one by Goldie coming up. They're all in the works right now. Man, we even got another video by Black Odyssey later on this year we're working on. That's in the works.
Good.
Man, it is. We've been really busy behind the scenes. I know it's a lot of people like, well, hey, where y'all at? What y'all doing? But look, we got team members in almost every different part of our connections we got going on. So I want to shout out to Tay Wall. He's doing a really good job in Michigan right now, getting ready to go back to California. So it's a lot we got going on. We got a lot of things that I just kind of don't want to spill the beans on just yet. But just know it's all good, and it's all for the good. I like to think our creator, God, first and foremost, for all of this, and not just for the good times, but for the struggles, because the struggles also, you know, allow me to see some adversity and appreciate where I'm at now today. So, and I just want to send that to a piece of advice to all those who are out here, just show a little bit more compassion, sow good seeds, and remember, one of the first rules in business is to establish the relationship, a positive one, in order to make your business go forward. That's just a piece of what I learned, you know, being a businessman of my own as well. I'm John from Black Odyssey. We have a lot of videos up on YouTube. You can just check us out at BLAQODESSYTV. That's on YouTube. You can also follow us on Facebook. Instagram, any other major networking sites is pretty much out there. That's Black Odyssey. We also have things on That Piss and GetRightMusic.com. Black Odyssey.
Appreciate you. Definitely hold a line, because I do have something coming up for you.
I sure will.
No problem. Hey, I'm enjoying myself. Once again, Al Porter, Man in the Street. And before I get to any other phone callers, the next one up will be a 678 area call. And I knew they tracked me down for one of those things, but that's all right. I do want to let people know, if you choose to, you can check out Life Obstacles, which comes on Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Dart McCoy Show runs on Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Both of those on WERE 1490 AM. There's also MC Chill Talk, which is Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. All of those programs are on www.newstalkcleveland.com. I probably should have let you know that this coming Wednesday's Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, dealing with community policing, with some of the officers themselves coming in, I believe a Toni Morrison tribute will be done from one of our other members, as well as you just have to come through and find out for yourself. I do need to let people know, if you choose, the website is blackonblackcleveland.com. Also, you can check out OPM Radio, which is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. And I should say, you can Facebook Alpha Porter J.R. Peart with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And you can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio. And last but not least, it's that Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which is on Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. So what I need to do, since I see we have more phone callers, is check out the 678 area code with the 216 thrown in. How are you?
I'm good. I'm looking for Al Porter to pay this bill to Joe Little.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what. I plan on coming down this coming week to pay that bill in person at 691 Richmond Road at Richmond Mall. What's going on with you, brother?
What's up, Al Porter? Just feeling good, man. This is the week of the release of When I Think of You, coming out on the Brother to Brother International Tragic Hero, ADA Warner label. And it's a great day, man. Friday, August 23rd is going to be phenomenal. It's my first real single release, man, actually since 95, man.
Wow. What keeps you going and so hungry in this, brother?
Man, you know what? Just understanding that God gave me this gift for me to just give away, and it's a gift that's going to keep on giving till I leave this earth. You know, so I just, it's part of my assignment of life, man. That's where I'm at. Yeah, it's part of my assignment of life, man. So, you know.
Assignment? And let me tell you something, man. A couple of weeks ago, they had the old school concert come through, and it was phenomenal because everybody was talking about the fact that Genuine, yourself, did your own rendition of Written All Over Your Face, and thousands of views, man, within, I'll say, 24 hours. I was looking like, wait a minute, we're going close to 36,000, and then to watch it head towards 50,000. How does that make you feel, brother? Because there are a lot of people who are bitter, as you know. They look and they say, well, people aren't doing this, that, and other. They're not checking for me. And I noticed that they are still checking for you. And, brother, you still had the same personality, you know, than when you first started in this business.
Yeah, man. Well, you know what? The same personality with a lot of growth, man. There's a lot of growing that I've had to do over the years, man. But just, you know, keeping that energy going, man, and just being real about what I'm doing, you know, and just really doing things from a great mindset and from the heart. And, you know, like my mentor, you know, Gerald Levert, rest in peace, he said, man, what comes from the heart reaches the heart. So, you know, Al, I just try to stay true to my craft, you know, be thankful, man. You know, the Creator has really opened up great doors for me, man, and I've been able to just complete a lot of goals and missions that I've set as a kid that I felt within. So, you know, man, I'm grateful. I'm thankful. And I just love singing and I love writing. And, you know, it's for the people. It's like I said, it's the gift that keeps on giving, man. I just give it away. It comes to me from in my head and I just give it out to the people.
I'm glad. I am glad of that. So I'm going to ask you, you know, I got into a little bit of what they can expect, at least by this coming, I'll say, Sunday. Can you tell me in your own words? Because I'm looking like, wait a minute, DJ Ellery, you've got a red carpet host. What can people expect on this one, man?
Man, listen, it's going to be one for the ages, man. It's going to be phenomenal, man. We're going to really set it out for Cleveland. You know, the single drops on the 23rd on all digital formats, but the video will only be exclusively be able to be saw on Sunday at Cavante's. 4 p.m. is the time we're going to get started up. And we got Sam Silk hosting. We got Sam Long on the red carpet host. We got DJ Ellery on the Wheels of Steel. We got the Wisdom Dancers that's going to come do their thing. And we also got some people that's going to be singing, man, for a one video and a one single deal from Brother to Brother International. So, you know, we're going to have some fun, man. And, you know, it's going to be we're going to have the two big screens up in there showing the video. And not just one video, but two videos. two new videos. A young man that I signed to my label, Brother to Brother International, named De Niro. We have a song called Solo that we will be debuting there. So, I mean, it's going to be great, man. We're going to have a lot of fun on Sunday, man. I'm really excited, Al Porter.
Man, you should be. You should be. I'm just, like I say, I appreciate everything that you're still doing. One thing I can say, let people know who you are, some of the people you sung with, and what's going on this coming Sunday.
Yeah, man, this is Joe Little, lead singer of the Rude Boys. We still intact, doing our thing, most known for the number one smash hit, Written All Over Your Face, and also the number one hit, Are You Lonely For Me? And, you know, just we out on the road doing our thing, still and touring and all that. And just look, man, Sunday is going to be phenomenal at 691 Richmond Road at Richmond Mall at Cavante's. I mean, it's $20 in advance if you get tickets. And it's $25 at the door. I'll be doing a live concert also along with these two new videos. And we're going to have a little food there for people. We're going to, the first 50 ladies get a gift bag, a beautiful gift bag. It's going to be phenomenal, man. And I mean, again, I just can't express how excited I am for the people, not just for me, for the new single, but for what I have to give, the gift that I'm giving them. You know, a partner of mine, Mark Jenkins, helped me pin this tune along with my cousin Wade Long. So we got big expectations for this song because we know what is derived from where it comes from is a song called When I Think of You, and is it derived from my wife's passing and a few other people that passed around the same time and that I've lost in the past. You know, my mentor, Gerald Levert, he's gone on in the past, and a lot of my friends and family have went on. And this is a song of healing, of grief healing. And basically letting somebody know, look, man, when we lose people in our life, we learn to live with it and through it. And you know that we'll smile again someday. Time is the greatest advocate that we have, man. And we should cling on to the memories and, you know, look to the past with the memories, live in the now. And we can look to the future, man. So it's a great thing.
Hey, I want to say before we go, thank you very much for calling in. Look forward to seeing you. Hey, just keep on pushing, brother.
No doubt, man. Thank you for having me on the show, and I'll see you on Sunday, Al.
No problem. Thank you very much. That was, you could say certain things, it's the legendary Joe Little III, legendary group, the Rude Boys, still intact. Just told you and gave you what it was. I'm going to the 216-990 phone number. 216-990, how are you?
Great, how you doing, Al Porter?
I'm doing well. What's going on, Rico?
Okay, a couple of things is get me going on. The first thing is the lady from RTA on Friday, the 17th, her and her granddaughter was stranded. She's blind. Mm. She was, how can I put the word? She called, they put a pickup up from 8 to 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't pick up to 10:30. It's really got me heated on that one, okay? I contacted RJ today. The director of the AD, of the paratransit today, he said, "We are so sorry." I said, "This is not the first time this happened. Y'all just got caught this time, okay?"
Right.
Friend, it's the August 16th, but it got updated August 17th. So, it's got really, that's really aggravating me, okay? About that story. Them great to come out with a book. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the process of writing a book, and my book will be released in November, okay?
Got you.
And the name of the book is going to be Why Do the Police Beat Up African America. I got Cassandra. I got what's the lady name? Cassandra McDonald.
Oh, no. Yep, Cassandra McDonald. You put in AACP.
No. Not Cassandra McDonald. The lady who used to be that female over OPS.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Professional standards. Okay.
Yeah, I got her name in there, the older seven. I have Calvin Williams' name. I got the whole yard.
Oh, wow.
How the police drugged me like I was a slave back in the 60s. You remember how to do it? Mm-hmm. So that all.
Yes, I do.
So. Wow. I'm a tenant like it is, okay? And people who have just said, Rico, we cannot wait to read your book, because the first side of my book is going to be in Cleveland, okay? First side of my book is going to be in Cleveland, okay? The money I raised for that book, the book is going to be released November 20th, okay? So it's the reason why I'm writing the book, because when police beat up African America, we talk about Janice Anderson, we talk about Tamir Wright, we talk about Trayvon Martin, we talk about Daniel Harris, we talk about, and the list goes down, okay? But when we do something to them, irregardless, okay? They're trying to pass the irregardless law right now. You heard about that in New York?
They're trying to pass the irregardless law
because if we African American do something to a officer who's white, we get the books, okay? But when they do something to us, they get a slap on the wrist. Okay?
Sure.
So that's why I'm writing the book, because I'm tired of OPS. I'm tired of the whole system, okay? The whole system been crooked, but it's crooked. So in this book, the Cleveland police is not gonna like this book, okay? Because I got Cassandra, who used to be the minister of OPS. I got her name in it when she had four white officers drugged me out of my apartment like I was a slave.
And I forgot all about that particular Cassandra. I forgot about her from the Office of Professional Standards, the Civilian Police Review Board from the City of Cleveland. I remember that.
Yes.
But go ahead.
So they're having a board meeting on September the 10th, and I'm going to be at that meeting, okay? So when they drive African America, when the white officer drag African America people, and then what they do, they get slapped on the wrist, is not fair. How many African America people is on that board? Okay.
Yep, you're right about that. Thank you very much.
So I will be at that OPS, because when I call OPS, okay, and the lady got smart with me, I say, ma'am, you are being paid by tax dollars.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't tell me how do I communicate, okay? So when they, the book coming out, why, it's going to say, why do police department is beating up people with a disability?
Hey, I'm going to have to get that book, and you better sign that copy for me. I want you to sign it for me around November.
My first book sign is going to be in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm going to sign that book in Cleveland, Ohio. So that's all I have to say.
Keep us posted. We'll be there. Thank you so much, Rico Dancy. I'm going to ask anybody who sent in music, because I want to get some of those songs too, especially like Freedom Riders. Anybody who sends in music, please, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Preferred MP3 format, so Blog Talk will recognize it and it can be loaded up. With that being said, I'll call their name. Why not play one of my favorites? This brother just let you know, and a couple others said it also. That's why we have to keep praying. Black Odyssey.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed, let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what. It's a new day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find way to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off, little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age, these judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife, niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife, you hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, that the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, keep praying, keep praying, no matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah, no matter what.
Now, for those who might have missed it, but you could go back and see what it was called and do the follow-up and all of that, because it was Facebook Hip Hop Remix 46 Years in the Making. It happened at 15415 Kipling Avenue. This week, J. Cool will be coming through to set up something for the following Wednesday, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters. Now, the reason it was held was because it was the week of hip-hop. It was August 11th is what they listed as the date. Hip-hop's birthplace, Sedgwick, the Bronx. Now, Kool Herc, Herculoids, all of that. Now, the reason I say that is because we did something. We had our panel. The panel included hip-hop journalist Sid Allen, legendary artist Ballhead Fred, Dolores Gray, who hosted the DJ Cypher, the fourth annual DJ Cypher, Shakespeare from GMS. And we, for those who've been following posts and looking at the material, you know, sometimes if you hoard something, it could mean that you have a problem, could mean you're selfish because you're not letting anything go that somebody else could use it. So with that being said, the room came together because of thoughts from D from EC, who backed me up. 110% allow the vision to grow. So at 15415 Kipley, we happen to have a library of Cleveland hip hop, which has almost 1,000 pieces of material from Cleveland artists. Now, compilations, you name it, we have a lot of them. We also have a library of books that deal with hip hop, essential items, essential things that's in there, including the DVDs, and you name it, from a lot of different artists from the past to present, including business proposals and business plans of companies. And people need to at least have a place like that. And for those who might question I will say, the legitimacy, you have to remember, I was doing the East Cleveland Love Fest for years. Yep, for years. Ended up having my own day in the East Cleveland Love Fest. I was scheduled talent. What? Based on the fact that I was also, at the beginning, all the way up until now, the Spitboxers Freestyle Exam University. My job was to what? Collect signatures, follow artists around their careers, make sure they showed up on time, listen to their music, take their music to radio stations. That's basically it, to promote Spitbox. So there were those people who come along and still give me a lot of artist material, including artists who have passed, made a transition. If you don't document your own history, do I expect New York to document our history? Do I expect California to document our history? No, they document their own. Atlanta documents. We also named three places that people should know. 17325 Euclid Avenue, Suite CL2-134. That's the home of not only Voice at Radio, but more important than that, it's the home of the Nerve DJs. They have a school where they teach people how to DJ. They also have the live new version of Club Style that happens, and they're documenting their own history of Club Style from back in the day. 4311 Payne Avenue, the home of WeUpRadio.com, the home of where you can go in and get all types of wax vinyl because they have wax. They have stories to tell. They're a viable radio station, and it's open for business, just like the Nerve DJs. It's a place where you can go to relive your history. 4311 Payne Avenue. And then there's 4030 St. Clair, the home of Red Lion Tattoo and Cuts. They have a large graffiti canvas outside their building. They also, on the inside, from great artwork to graph to paintings from artists in general, they also do the tattoos. They also do other things, and you can find books on hip-hop. There are other places like that. These three places show that you can be open for business and deal with hip-hop. Our headquarters is a library history of sorts. You can watch a lot of history on it, see a lot of performances from Spitbox and to the hip-hop workshop, to other venues that have shows that have happened. And the reason being is because Black-on-Black Crime, I mean, helps people, but it's also a place that's open for business. You can also visit and see our history, and we opened it up during the working week of the anniversary of hip-hop. Also, we gave respect to two different entities. J. Cool, who's documenting hip-hop. You shouldn't have to go online and beg people, email me for pictures and this, that, and other. But some folks are too selfish to get things out the way. So we got something for that. And then you also have GMS, Hood Famous DVD. They document our history because if you don't document it, nobody will know. That's it, period, end of story. For those who might not have realized it, it was a blessing because the past week, I got to give a shout-out too, and then I'll get into it at a different time, some of the flyers that came from there. But I was part of and went to that East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club meeting, which happened last week. They had chicken rolls, baked beans, salad, mac and cheese, greens, and more. They dealt with the census, much more. There will be The next one will be September 19, 2019 at 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Doors will open at 5 p.m. Everything starts promptly at 5:30 p.m. at the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Health Center, 13944 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. The East Cleveland School Board Candidates Debate. The host of the East Cleveland Democratic Party, the Cuyahoga Tribune Podcast. Also, let's see, did they talk about what? Well, my panelists did. That was a great hip-hop panel discussion. It was excellent. Brother Fred, Ballhead Fred, talked about being a comedian, talking about Art McCoy, Earn Smith, Sheriff Kilroy, just angels, what we do in the community. You know, how one of his beliefs is Michael Jackson, moonwalk and everything else was hip hop. And how some of his artists were Public Enemy, Brand Nubian, and, you know, BET before they sold their souls. And the Teen Summits they would have, the X-Clan. It was nice to hear Sid Allen talk about sacrificing your time, money, and other things like that to make sure that what you're taking care of grows and continues on. It was, you even talked about hip-hop being created and the protests that derived from there. My brother, Shakespeare, talked about business endeavors, being with Al Porter from there, frontline at the Euclid Police Station, the nationwide epidemic, 137 shots, handcuffers of information. We need to build a rapport together. If you don't know, at least be affiliated. And Dolores Gray, the DJ Cypher battles and all of that, she spoke about having a Malcolm X mind, favorites with Public Enemy, the message, her even having a boombox and breakdancing back in the day. And also, it's just interesting that the generation now has to realize in some ways they're still political in certain areas. And she also gave a shout out to Miss Dot Doris Pearson, who helped Bone put a message sticker on their music, and that Dot had told her, meet Al Porter because he's a person of action. So it was a very interesting thing. I think what we will do by next week is definitely talk about that activist protest at the county jail that happened. And we will be at least dealing with that issue. I will say that I appreciate everything that everybody does. I'm going to give you a snippet of something. It's about to be released soon. I guess I can let you hear a little bit, at least one verse before heading out the door. Next week, we will deal with the activist protest in the county jail. Jay-Z, even Kid Rock. There's some interesting things that are going on. I will say, this one, I make statements. You might have to make a video from this.
HJS Music, once again. Kilroy. I don't make songs, I make statements. I don't make songs, I make statements. I don't make songs, I make statements. The statement maker. I don't make songs, I make statements. I don't make songs, I make statements. I don't make songs, I make statements. The statement maker. I don't make songs, I make statements. Been that way since 1998. Who's done more for my city? Pac, Big, Jay-Z, or was it me? Google my name, go over the stats, yeah. Reread the news, and you get the facts.
True.
How did I end up making statements? Others weren't qualified to make them.
No.
Taking on 13 cops or City Hall. I'm the real sheriff. I'm walking tall.
In other words, I walk as a rabbit. Ain't no trapping, ain't no swagging. I ain't LeBron, I ain't leave to come back. To raise awareness, yeah, I'm with that. When I die, my tombstone engraved. Here lies Cher, the statement maker, huh? I don't make songs, I make statements. I don't make songs, I make statements. I don't make songs, I make statements. The statement maker. I don't make songs, I make statements. I don't make songs, I make statements. I don't make songs, I make statements. The statement maker. When I write songs.